On the air, online, from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Well, look at that. Here we are, gathered around. Welcome to the big radio show. Happy, happy Monday. It's about time, isn't it? Yes, Monday, the 29th day of November, year of our Lord, 2021. My name is Tom Sullivan. So, where you been? 4 days in a row. I know it's Monday after a 4-day weekend. So we have some basketball scores to go over. The Art Institute team won over the weekend. But there's not a lot going on, folks, but do we ever have a busy week ahead of us? We really do. First of all, the treacherous, gosh, I can't even get serious. The treacherous debt limitation is going to expire Friday. What are we going to do? So apparently there's a deadline of December 15th to raise the federal debt limit. But they're saying that Friday they have to come up with some parliamentary rule. So we've got that. We've got, this is going to be good. We've got the jury is being picked in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking trial, which she is facing 80 years in prison if she's found guilty. And Hot Air is asking the question, will her secret husband show up to support her during the trial? So not only is Jeffrey Epstein dead, she's also got a secret husband, and there's sex involved. So that'll be something. I mean, I'm not trying to make light of it, because sex trafficking is a very, 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 very serious problem. But this whole thing with Ghislaine Maxwell, and her father was a controversial guy. So we've got that trial. We've also got, did I wake up in a time warp? Jesse Smollett's trial is starting today in Chicago. Yeah, the guy, yeah, from Empire. And I thought this was all said and done. I thought the prosecutor was corrupt and would not prosecute him, and he made up a phony story, and everybody knew it was a phony story. So that trial's going on. We've got the Supreme Court will hear arguments on the Missouri abortion case. This is a head-on direct challenge to Roe v. Wade, and that is coming up. They're going to hear oral arguments on Wednesday. So that's going to cause everybody in their brother. Oh yeah, we're going to be all up about that. And what else have we got on our busy week? We've got the Iranian nuke talks are resuming in Austria today. Oh yes. I mean, I look at the list of things that are coming up this week, and I'm going, I don't know, is there anything here? Maybe the Ghislaine Maxwell, can we carry that live or anything? I don't know. I just want to know if they're going to be able to produce Jeffrey Epstein's Little Black Book. And name names. That'd be kind of exciting. But the big deal today that we have to address and get all worried about and wring your hands out, I don't know how to even talk about, is it Omicron, Omicron, Omicron? What is it? Anyway, it's the new thing regarding COVID. And I got to tell you, if you were not confused before about what was the real truth about COVID-19, and if you thought that some of these government officials, including Dr. Fauci, may not be on the level with us. You definitely think that now. I mean, this, we have, I got a list of doctors here, and some of them, oh, yes, this is very, very serious. The World Trade Organization, the WTO, they, you got to wonder about them because they are going, this is a serious issue, and they're extremely worried about the fact that it is, that they use words like panicking and spreading, spiking and all these other things about the South Africa's Omicron hotspot and how this is showing up all over the world. And then you got other doctors out there that are going, actually, it doesn't seem to be that bad. Actually. So, I mean, a lot of doctors are just going, you know what, it's too soon to figure out. So I'm not going to put down anybody. I'm not going to put down the doctors that are going, this is the most serious thing ever, to those who are going, don't worry about it. But already we've got the president of the United States came out and made a special appearance earlier today, and he is concerned about it, but he says, good for him. He says, don't panic about it. They're trying to figure it out. And that's where it is. They're trying to figure it out. But then, where's my Dr. Marty McCary here when I need him? Let's play some of those. This is 7 and 8. He was talking about the fact that, what's this, all of a sudden you wait until after a four-day holiday weekend? I mean, a serious worldwide pandemic doesn't take a holiday. It still works every day. So why did they wait if it was so serious in such an emergency? No, it really is an emergency. Here in New York, our brand-new governor, what's her name, Kathy Hochul, has declared a state of emergency for the state of New York. So, no, and New York City has issued, it was optional. If you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask when you go in to a restaurant, an office building, whatever. As of today, nope, doesn't matter. Vaccinated, not vaccinated, got to wear a mask, mandated. So I'm curious if, I mean, it's one of those where if you jump ahead of this and say, this is nothing, and it turns out to be something big, then you'll look like a fool and everybody will remember it. If you say, this is nothing, or this is huge, it's huge, it's dangerous, oh my gosh, run for your life, and it turns out to be nothing. I mean, everybody's they're making proclamations. Don't know what they're talking about, because the real doctors that I trust are saying we don't have the data yet. Here's Dr. Marty McCary saying doctors still need to answer some of the questions about this Omicron.
We've got four BSL-4 labs in the United States, 59 in the world. They need to go to work right now to tell us whether or not this new variant binds to antibodies. That's a very simple scientific experiment. It's been done with other variants. We've got the entire world economy on hold right now. We need this answer. We've got $54 billion at the NIH and CDC. They need to go to work and get this question answered, because we've got elective surgery on hold, flights are being banned, and all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of doctors today are saying, Don't panic. Here in New York, because of this emergency declaration by the new governor, do you miss Cuomo, huh? He would be out having a news conference today. Yep, he would be doing his Cuomo thing, right? He'd be getting Emmy Awards for them and all. Anyway, back to, it's not that big of an, it's kind of a quasi, maybe sort of emergency declaration. He says, oh, yes, this is an emergency declaration for the state of New York. And what it says is, if the hospitals If the number of beds in a hospital in the state of New York drops down to just 10% available, boom, the emergency declaration goes into effect. And what it basically says is, if you are having a nose job this afternoon, you can have your nose job. But if the hospital beds come down to less than 10%, sorry, you got to wait for your nose job. Now, I'm making fun of nose jobs, but that's not life or death. That's cosmetic. But there are people that need to have colonoscopies, have other procedures that are important medically. And so if people start putting it off, and that is the thing about this confusion that they have promulgated to us for a year and a half now, is that people are going to start acting and reacting to the news that, oh, I don't know what this is. I don't know what it's all about. Here's another one from Dr. Marty McCary saying, nobody talks about the treatments that will be coming out soon that can treat COVID completely.
Well, this is a very simple experiment. You take the new variant of the virus and you take the antibodies and you see whether or not they bind in a cell culture medium. That needs to be done right now. Instead, we get all of this sort of fluff about how we're partnering and talking closely. We're on top of it. Don't worry, the government has it. We don't hear anything about the new medications, the new antivirals like Merck's that's going to get approved tomorrow. Instead, we hear the same old narrative about get your booster, ignoring natural immunity. People want the real answer. They don't want to hear speculation right now.
Yeah. You want to try this conspiracy case on? So oil prices were up 80 bucks a barrel, right? Every day they were going up. Every day, up, up, up. Biden called up Saudi Arabia and said, please produce more oil. Nothing happened. He called up OPEC, please produce more oil. Nothing happened. He called around the world and said, let's all release our oil from our strategic reserves. Prices did not move. On Friday, when the word came out about Omicron, prices dropped 15% on the oil markets. It did the trick. It did the trick. We'll be right back.
Keep doing what you're doing, Tom. I'm glad you brought this topic up.
Oh, Tom, you are so wise.
Yeah, so the news barrel on a Monday following a four-day weekend is down to nothing. And so this comes along. It actually came on Friday. And if you weren't paying attention on Friday, which I don't blame you, the stock market fell 905 points. And the oil prices dropped, I think it was 15% on Friday. So it got down. It did. It dropped oil prices like a charm. Nothing else would drop oil prices. And so it... You want to get conspiratorial about it? There's plenty to get conspiratorial about. I'm not conspiratorial so much as I am. Who are you going to believe with all this stuff? Phone number here is 855-295-6600. Let's start with Kathy. Hello, Kathy. How are you? Welcome.
Hi, Tom. How are you? Hi.
Doing great. What are you thinking today?
So I'm from Botswana, where the Omicron was first found. And on the ground so far clinically, a lot of the symptoms are actually very mild. They're different. You don't have the loss of smell, the loss of taste, but you just have maybe tiredness, maybe a mild cough, a scratchy throat. But so far, nobody's in the hospital from it, so far.
So why? Well... I got a cut from, hold on, don't go away. This is Cyril Ramaphosa, who is the South African president. And he's not happy because this is going to crush South Africa's economy. Here's the president of South Africa.
We call upon these countries that have imposed travel bans on our country and our other Southern African sister countries to immediately and urgently reverse their decisions. Now, these restrictions are completely unjustified and unfairly discriminate against our country and our Southern African sister countries.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting out of it too, Kathy. And what you are saying is confirming a report from Bloomberg today that the one of may not be the first, but it's being billed as the first doctor to recognize that there was this different strain. Her name is Dr. Mm-hmm. Angelique Coetzee. Mm-hmm. She's the chairwoman mm-hmm. of the South African Medical Association. She said exactly what you said, that the Delta caused elevated pulse rates, resulting in low oxygen levels, loss of smell, loss of taste. She says, with this, there's none of that. None of that. But right. she alerted the government scientists because it was something different. And what she's finding is that people maybe have a mild cough. And she reported right. that November 18th. So why all of a sudden are we locking down the travel from these countries on November 29th?
Right.
Something doesn't smell right here.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. It's odd. It's unfortunate. It's dramatic. I think at this point, it could have been handled differently. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. They're talking about the first case was identified in Botswana. Help me with the pronunciation. Is it Chouin? Another's followed in Chouin, and then the municipal area where Pretoria is located. So that's where it started, and it's been weeks.
So, and in fact, the people that were found to have it were not even from there. These were people that came on a diplomatic mission. So the government of Botswana will not reveal the nationalities of those people because they don't want to further stigmatize those countries.
Right.
But this is where we're at, because now we're at a point where if scientists are going to be transparent, the country is going to be penalized for that. So are people going to be more transparent?
No.
You know, was China right not to be transparent?
No, I think people are
the kind of thing that's happening.
They're going to learn a lesson that South Africa is getting kicked right in the teeth, and other countries, if they do come up with a new strain, I would be surprised. I don't think they'll report it because they don't want to be crushed by the governments of other countries shutting them down. This doesn't pass my smell test at all, but. Kathy, thank you. I got to hit a break, but I do appreciate your call very much. What do you think? Do you think this could be real, or is this?
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, hi, world. So this is a strange one, isn't it? I mean, we have gone from, oh my gosh, panic, shut down, everything else, to where we thought we were back on the mend, and Thursday on Thanksgiving. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I don't know. Did anything weird happen? Any dysfunctional family stories you're willing to share? So the parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So last year they had a very shortened version. It was only a few blocks long, and it was only for television. And surprisingly, the audience was really big for it last year because people wanted something to do. So they watched the parade. But it wasn't the parade. So this year there was the parade. Started up Central Park West all the way down through Midtown Manhattan and finished in front of Macy's Square on West 34th Street. So at Herald Square. So that was nice. That was great. But a lot of the people that were at the parade kept repeating about, isn't this great? We're back. We've got the crowds. They're huge. Millions of people show up for that parade. It's something like 3 million people are on the sidewalks And it's so it's a lot of people, and everybody was happy. And later in the some of the newscast later on Thursday were all that. They were all about, well, everybody is gathered together again. We're all out there, and it's wonderful to be back. And they were almost proclaiming that everything was over. And I think a lot of us in this country think it's over. And then Friday, before the markets were only open for a shortened session, it is traditionally the lowest volume of the year. That's one of the problems with why the market went down 905 points, is on the day after Thanksgiving, on any day on Wall Street, when you have, pardon me, clearing my throat here, when you have a low volume day, markets can take off up or down in a very quick period of time. And so there wasn't anything to stop it. And a bunch of people got out because they heard about, all they heard was there's a new a part of the virus, a new strain, and it's very, very contagious, and it's got 50 mutations, and nobody knows what that means. But it scared the bejeebies out of the traders on Wall Street. So they sold with both feet. Today, the market is recovering. It's not back 900 points. Back, we're up 300 right now. But so you got the lowest volume day traditionally on Wall Street, day after Thanksgiving. Most of us were not paying a lot of attention to the news, but if you did, that was the big story. And so we wait over the weekend. And all of us, after we wait over the weekend, and as if they knew about it November 10th. This doctor in Botswana knew about it November 18th. So the authorities knew about this 2 weeks ago. So why did they wait until afterward and then declare a travel ban on not only South Africa, but the 8 South African countries? What is up with this? Is this, I mean, it sure appears to be extremely political. I've got to do something to make it look like I'm doing something. I think that's what this is. I truly believe that Biden's advisors you've got to get out there and you've got to hold a news conference. He actually took 3 questions, but they declared that this was so dangerous that they had to do a travel ban. And the political arguments are coming out, and I normally would dismiss them as just silly political arguments, but this is so obvious that South Africa is getting slammed because they reported that they found this new strain. And yet the rest of the sentence is, it's very contagious, but very mild. If you get this strain, you might get a light cough, is what a lot of doctors are saying. So at this point, I don't know what to believe. So here's the here is the tweet from Joe Biden about Donald Trump. This was back February 1st, 2020. Joe Biden, United States government official, February 2020. Trump further diminished the U.S. in the eyes of the world by expanding his travel ban. This new African ban is designed to make it harder for black and brown people to immigrate to the United States. It's a disgrace, and we cannot let him succeed. Okay. February 1, 2020. Kamala Harris, who was also running, sent out a tweet. This is February 1, 5:16 p.m. Trump's extended un-American travel ban undermines our nation's core values. It is clearly driven by hate, not security. Nancy Pelosi. This is a day before, January 31st, 8:13 p.m. The Trump administration's expansion of its un-American travel ban is a threat to our security, our values, and the rule of law. Barring more than 350 million people from predominantly African countries from traveling to the U.S., this rule is discrimination disguised as policy. So if that's true, then how could Joe Biden issue a travel ban to eight African nations? And then, on top of that, without knowing, I'm going to ask you the question, is this where you go, way to go, Joe, because we don't know how serious this is. Some doctors are very worried, but there's a lot of doctors that are saying this is nothing. And I'm telling you, Dr. Fauci was on Sunday show this week with George Stephanopoulos, and he said it's too soon to say if we'll need lockdowns and mandates to contain the new variant. So, okay, he was fine when he said it's really too early to say, because we don't know. But he's throwing in lockdowns and mandates to combat Omicron variant. He went on to say, we just really need to, as I've said so often, prepare for the worst. Somebody called me last week and asked me about what I thought about Fauci. I started off thinking Fauci was a good guy. I liked what he had to say. He seemed to be knowledgeable, all of that. I'm not as bad as Rand Paul, who hates the guy, but I think he's just a Washington talking head. But for him to even talk about lockdowns, it's going to change some people's behavior. They may have thought about going out to a restaurant tonight, and now they're going, oh, I don't know, that new Omicron or Omicron or whatever, however you want to pronounce it, I don't know if we should chance it. New York City's mandating masks. State of New York has declared an emergency. Do you think this is overreaction? Or do you think it's wise to do all of this? 855-295-6600.
You are the best radio talk show on the air in America today.
Alexander the Great, what was Biden going to come out and talk about this afternoon? Because it's been canceled. What was it? No, it wasn't infrastructure. Infrastructure Week is. Did you see, by the way, that all this polling that says that people are all in favor of the Build Back Better law? Is because they said, well, do you know the difference between the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better proposal? No, it's the same, isn't it? Something like 19% knew that it was not the same bill. So they're for infrastructure, and when they get asked, are you for the Build Back Better thing? They go, oh, yeah, I'm for that. I like infrastructure.
I'm not going nuts.
Yes, you are. 855-295-6600. Django in California. Hi, Django.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Doing great. What's going on?
Yeah, so I just want to put my inputs on, the COVID and all these variants.
Yes, sir.
I just know that they got something going on, and I believe they planned it all out. So I've seen this video with the truck that's being... It was being trailed by all sorts of different law enforcement, and I believe they have all the variants for COVID, and they're just waiting to release it.
Who has, wait a minute, who has all the variants for COVID?
I believe the government has all the variants. They're just waiting to release it, and that's why you have the different, you get all these different strains.
Oh.
This new Omicron
so.
Like 50, you know, things.
So they just keep it going so we never get out of this. We always are under the thumb.
Every year, every 6 months, there's going to be another variant. And
yeah?
That's what I believe.
Well, I think the doctors agree with that. Say it does change as it goes along. The best I heard today was one of the doctors was talking about the fact that as these things get older, they don't have the punch. And they're talking about this thing doesn't have much of a punch. We'll see.
Yeah, so
are you worried about it? Are you panicking?
I'm not panicking at all, because if it's from the original strain, that means it hasn't really altered from the other strains, like the Delta variant.
It's
the original one.
That's what they're talking about. It's what they call it, the beta, which was the first one. They think it's the same thing.
I believe it.
All right, Django. Mark that down today. You called it. I appreciate the call. Eric, what do you make of this panic? Is this something to worry about, or is this something else? Eric,
are you
there?
Eric, got a shot? Hey,
yep.
Eric. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Right on, brother. Hey, listen, I just wanted to point out something. This new Omicron variant. If you take that word Omicron and you just jumble, switch the letters around, you come up with the word moronic. and I think this, this entire freaking.
You think that's what's happened here? Did you think that, by the way?
I don't know. I mean, you come up with the name. I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of ironic that it spells moronic.
Well, it's part of the Greek alphabet, and they skipped over new, N-U, because it sounds like they're saying new, N-E-W. And they skipped over X-I, because it sounds like somebody's name who's the president of China. So they jumped ahead to Omicron. But... you think it's really, it's moronic, spelled backwards.
I'm just saying that it's ironic that it's not spelled backwards, it's just a word jumble.
Yeah,
but I mean,
yeah.
There's the exact same amount of letters, you switch them around, and the word's moronic, and it kind of sums up this whole thing, especially with Biden coming out. Dogging Trump a couple of years ago about the same thing that he's doing. It's just...
Yeah. But it's okay now. It's okay to do that now. Even though the poor guy that runs South Africa is screaming bloody murder saying, we reported this, and now you're crushing us. Oh, by the way, here's the other thing about the big travel ban. It doesn't include Americans. So if you're an American in South Africa, you can get on a plane and come here. Because... Omicron, moronic, doesn't apparently affect U.S. citizens while they're in South Africa. So they can come here. But we can't let those other people. No way. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Are you starting to lose faith in all this COVID stuff?
I never had faith in it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a health issue. It's just become so politicized now, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. In the beginning, I was backing the scientists, not the politicians. Follow the doctors, follow the science. And now they've gone political. So I've given up. This is a weird time.
Right.
I hope it goes in the history books. Anyway. All right. I'm with you, Eric. You were ahead of me. You started questioning this a long time ago, so I'll take your moronic spelling seems to apply here somehow. Anyway, thanks, Eric. I appreciate it. Dr. Nicole Sapphire chimed in, but also here's Joe Biden talking about the travel ban, in case you missed it earlier today. Cut one.
The very day the World Health Organization identified the new variant, I took immediate steps to restrict travel from countries in southern Africa. But while we have that travel restrictions can slow the speed of Omicron, it cannot prevent it. But here's what it does. It gives us time. It gives us time to take more actions, to move quicker, to make sure people understand you have to get your vaccine. You have to get the shot. You have to get the booster. If you're the sooner or later, we're going to see cases of this new variant here in the United States.
Okay. He said he took immediate action. They knew about it November 10th. Why did he wait until he got back from his 4 days over there with that billionaire, David Rubenstein, in Nantucket? And oh, by the way, at Thanksgiving dinner, what do you think as David Rubenstein leans over to Joe Biden and says, Joe, you know, I keep hearing you talking about taxing those rich people and I'm a billionaire. Why do you think that conversation went at the Thanksgiving dinner on Nantucket? So this is, I'm sorry, this thing smells political to the nth degree, but that's, we never played Dr. Osterholm. He's always worried about everything. He says we should be very concerned, but even he says it's nothing to panic over. We'll be right back.